Call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Leva.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Conner.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
First up on our agenda, we have a proclamation for Older Americans Month.
Yay!
All right, whereas it has become a tradition that the month of May is designated as Older Americans Month, and whereas the Borough of Washington is committed to helping all individuals live longer, healthier lives, and whereas we recognize the value of injury prevention and safety awareness in helping older adults remain healthy and active, and whereas our community can provide opportunities to enrich the lives of individuals and old by emphasizing the need to take action to safeguard themselves from unintentional injuries where they live, work, and socialize, providing information on avoiding leading causes of injury for older adults, falls, motor vehicle-related incidents, suffocation, medication overdose, and fire burns, helping older adults take control of their safety and well-being. Whereas the Borough of Washington wishes to honor our older adults for their past and present contributions and encourage our older residents to remain in the mainstream of life as they continue to play a vital role in our society, and particularly in our local community. Now therefore be proclaimed by the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Washington in the County of Warren, State of New Jersey, urges every resident to take time this month to recognize older adults and the people who serve and support them as powerful and vital individuals who greatly contribute to the community. Now therefore, I, Scott McDonald, Mayor of the Borough of Washington, do hereby proclaim May 2014 as Older Americans Month.
Rich and I appreciate that.
Do we get coffee at Quick Check?
You can get it at McDonald's for 50 cents, how's that?
New treat.
And just as an acknowledgement, Mrs. Leva has put a letter to the Express Times about it and chairs our Older Americans Committee, I believe works with Ms. Connery on that.
Right.
And so thank you both for taking care of that for us.
Sure. Actually, while we're talking about it then, we're having an event for Older Americans Month for the safety, May 22nd at 6:30. I made a flyer, it's on the bulletin board, but I'm going to send it to you if we can get it on the website and email blast, and we're going to do a little mailing too. And the Washington Emergency Squad has been kind enough to, they're going to do a presentation for the seniors, so I want to publicly thank them too for all their help for this event.
Where's this going to be at?
Borough Hall.
The fire hall?
Yeah, right there.
All right, thank you. Next up, we have our minutes of March 4th.
Make a motion, we approve the minutes.
Second. Any discussion on the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Correspondence?
Make a motion, we receive and file correspondence.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the correspondence? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, at this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests. If you've got something, that's your time.
I wasn't sure if anybody else.
Okay, you know the drill.
I know the drill. Robin Klimko, 35 West Marble Street, Washington, New Jersey. My answer person's not here.
I'm my husband.
Steve.
Okay. I was going to ask him anyway, just in case.
I did have a chance to speak with Chris Jepson. Dave had asked me to send the information to him so he could review it prior.
Chris Jepson.
He is our sewer engineer.
Okay.
And so I am going to do that so Dave can review the information. We are looking at between $120,000 and $180,000. I think council had asked for a not to exceed amount until we have a definitive answer on our easement. That number can fluctuate depending on material, length of the easement, et cetera. We don't have a definitive answer. I did send a follow-up letter to the person who lives at this address on Prospect.
Right.
I haven't heard back from her. She is an older woman, so I don't know if she understands. I thought,
and the gentleman who lives in that house has lived there for a very long time.
I know.
So maybe you could talk to him.
I thought about looking for a phone number.
Yeah, but maybe,
I can't find one.
Yeah, but maybe you could talk to him and he could talk to her since she's been her landlord, I mean her tenant for a very long time.
So maybe that's what I'll have to do. I thought about taking a ride over there. I didn't want to scare her, so I thought I would.
She doesn't live there.
Oh,
right.
She's just the owner.
Right.
Okay.
She just owns the house and he's rented it for.
So maybe taking a ride over is what
there.
I need to do.
Right.
So that's what I'm thinking. If I don't hear back from my follow-up letter, by Monday I'll go over. I don't want to intimidate or scare anyone. I thought she lived there.
Are the letters being addressed to that address for her?
The first one was, there's two mailing addresses, because the first one came from Judy Copen, the second one came from me, and I used the mailing address.
Because
see,
she said
was,
she doesn't live there, she's
yeah,
resting, right?
I didn't know that, because the tenant's not listed.
Yeah, no,
so
he
may not be getting the mail if we don't have the correct address. That's unfortunate.
He lives there by himself.
Well, she should have get this one, because I used the correct address.
Okay.
The mailing
okay.
address is different than the house address.
Right, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so,
what's the projected we're looking at? Probably June?
I would say June, yeah. If we can get this easement, if that's why
maybe July,
I would have to walk, try to drive down there okay. and speak to this gentleman to get things moving. Do you know him?
Yes. I was going to say, do you want me to make sure you have the correct owner's address? I can get this one. Because he's home all the time. He drives the Ability van.
Okay.
So he comes
if
and goes, and I see him all the time.
And you know he's home?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to make sure we do have the right address.
Right.
Yeah.
And if he can get a phone
number.
Yeah.
Right. And
I'll
I can ask
down.
Him what kind of relationship he has with the older
right.
homeowner.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe he can explain things to her, what they want to do.
I know. Because it is a little intimidating. And the person to come down and look at the bank, we should be there by the end of May.
David said he was out there a couple days before we had that last rainstorm.
Okay.
And he thought he was coming. He was supposed to come out the night of the rainstorm. Because Dave was down there, but we never saw.
But you didn't see him. And he was supposed to be out there twice.
Right.
Okay.
So we took some pictures and some video. Well,
okay.
Dave took pictures and video.
Good. I didn't know that. Dave and I had a quick conversation today. So once I forward all this information to Dave, he and I can talk about
right.
it.
Now, in speaking to some of my neighbors about what's going to be taking place, RJ, who's been in quite a few times speaking to Council Rico, he's one of the houses that gets sewage backup. I was telling him what was going to take place, and he said one of the problems is that one of the pipes that comes up the alleyway of Gardner's Court in front of his house,
mm-hmm.
There's an issue with that pipe. So he said just by connecting him with a new line, he said, even if you put a new line in, it's still seepage that comes out of that pipe into the ground and raises all the groundwater levels. So it's still sewage that comes into the house. So we have to talk to the engineer regarding that pipe, because that pipe runs up to everybody, and we were originally going to, when we talked about that sewer pump, how many people it could handle, he had said we can take all of South Prospect and we can take all those homes in Gardner, basically the whole block, and put everybody in there. Then when he brought up the final plans, it was one house on South Prospect, and it was Sherry Gilby's house, who's on Gardner's Court Alley, RJ's house, my home, and the home next to myself. But now, if that pipe runs all the way up and you just connect him, it's solving the problem of him getting sewage back up, but it's not for solving the problem of sewage going out into the street, raising the groundwater level, and that is still seeping into people's homes. Under the ground, up through their basements, so they're through their foundations or down the walls.
And by RJ Sherman's house.
Right, because I guess the pipe is
ever
very, very old.
Did he one of the meetings with the engineer? Or
no.
He did not?
No. I just actually stopped him over the weekend. I was speaking to him, and he let me know about the pipe. He said the borough's very aware of what's going on with the pipe. I guess it's a very old terracotta pipe, and it's cracked. There's a lot of roots that have gone over the, that thing's probably been in there for 50, 60 years. So there's a lot of, or longer. So there's a lot of roots that have cracked it. So the sewage just seeps out into the ground besides the influx that comes up through his sewer line coming into his house. So the original plan was to cap that off at his home, but that's still not solving the problem. Because he said, if I don't get sewage coming in my house, if it's not a bad enough rain, I still get sewage seeping through the ground, and it's coming up through his foundation. So
you have a dirt basement?
No, I get it through mine, too.
Yeah, it's all concrete?
It's concrete, but, you know, everybody's foundations crack after a while, and it literally just shoots up through the cracks because there's so much pressure underground. It shoots up like little geysers and then wets the seams and comes out, and it's all over the basement floor. So, you know, I get it that way. I don't get it backing up in my sewer line, but I get it coming underneath my house.
What's Audrey's address?
Huh?
What's his address?
I don't know. I don't know his number. Yeah, I don't know his number. But I did tell him I was going to ask when the next sewer committee meeting was, because I'm quite sure there'll be another one before we start the project.
Absolutely.
And then I would have to tell him so he could attend the meeting.
Okay.
And I think that's it. So he said definitely by the end of the month, the study guide for the stream. Okay. One other question off the subject. Is there any plans with the road department to start painting the yellow curbs within the borough?
Well, we just hired a clean community worker to start May 19th, so.
Because, I mean, you drive through the borough.
Curbs.
Yeah, you start doing looking through the borough, and then it's like we have no yellow curbs in the borough. And like on Railroad Avenue, coming down on the corner, that's yellow curbed all the way past that apartment complex, and I guess because the paint wears off, people think they can park there.
Yeah, it's all over the borough.
It's all over town.
Right,
yeah, and
yeah, it's everywhere.
Their main job descriptions is mowing, painting, cleaning up the parking lot, those kind of things. So that's what they'll be assigned to do.
And painting. Yeah. Right.
Nice.
Get out there and get those curbs. All right, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the audience?
Are you going to be down with him? Are you going to be down there?
As soon as I get a date, hopefully
you also know the drill?
You want to go
if you want to, I'll let you know when you
go. Okay.
Good evening, Reverend Blocknight, pastor, Mount Pisgah AME Church. I was about to say Washington Street. North Lincoln Avenue in Washington. We have been in receipt of your correspondence. Since then, we are aware that they did cut down all the vines that had wonderfully eaten and engulfed the sign at the end of the block. But you noted in your correspondence that the report of or notification of the grant would happen sometime in June. Is that any time in June, middle of the month?
Any time in June.
Yeah,
it is up to the governor when he...
Yeah. And then once it happens, is there a committee that decides who receives the funding, the streets, and what's identified, or is it based on...
That grant is already identified.
Oh, it's identified already for our street?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
That's provided we get it, of course.
That's if we get the grant.
Well, otherwise, we've got to probably patch, and we'll find a way to get something done.
Okay. All right.
All
right, so that was the main question, but that grant was written for us, so that's good. Okay, that's good clarification for that. That's all we need to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the audience? Hearing none, I'll make the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Our reports.
Make a motion to receive and file reports.
A second.
Okay, any discussion on the reports?
I got one.
Sir.
Dave asked for a report about the street sweeper. Did you ever get that?
It was in the manager's report of April 18th.
Okay.
To date, since 2008, that as far back as I could go, we spent $31,000. $798.02 on street sweeper repairs.
Okay. Now I have a question. Truck 45. Can we get one on truck 45? Is that the older truck?
I have to check and see what Chuck 45 is. I don't even know what one that is.
Okay.
Get one what? A street sweeper?
No. A report
on expenses. A report? Expenses, okay.
Because it seems like we're all the time we see
Chuck
45.
Is that the truck? Which truck do I plan on replacing? That's old 43, right?
That was the Mason, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because they had that cracked...
So you want back to 2008, the repairs made to truck 45?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, on that same subject, is there any feedback from Franklin Township regarding contributing to some of these repairs on the other vehicles that were left in storage that we had a question
about? The paving equipment?
Yes.
It's interesting you bring that up.
Okay.
There's been some debate as to who's going to be the lead agency. I meant to bring that up before we started. But I had, when you attended the meeting, Scott, the borough is going to be the lead. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Franklin Township sent me correspondence that they were going to be the lead. Mm-hmm. And I said that
the whole resolution specifically
stated that we were the lead.
Right.
So
right.
I sent it back to them, and she said that she would get in touch with her mayor and get back to me.
Okay.
Because we have always been the lead on that.
No, we haven't.
We haven't.
That
we
have not.
We changed it.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know that mayor?
I met her for the first time that evening.
Okay.
We had that meeting.
Okay. So we're working that out.
With regards to the report, I was going to bring it up in council remarks, and I don't know if everyone saw Mr. Bond's email about the roads, but I was wondering about what is the schedule like for the street sweeper? Only because I literally drive through the township development, and their roads are immaculate. The roads by us they're a mess. It's like actually a liability. There's so much of that grit, and I apologize, I wasn't at the last meeting. And the meeting before that, we had asked, you were going to find out if there's a way you could recycle the stuff. So I've always been telling people, well, we might be reusing it, so that's why the slow on picking all the stuff up. But so, like, what is the status? Even, like, they came around and picked up everyone's, branches and stuff, but they leave behind, like, such a mess, like these twigs. They get caught up in the cars and, people, walking and running. I mean, they're a mess. So I was just wondering myself, what is the status on?
Of the street sweeper?
Cleaning the streets.
Well, we do 3 to 4 streets per week when we have a sweeper that's working.
Hmm.
Well, Christine, is there any way that you can manage to maybe accelerate that program to a couple of streets a day? Because it is a big problem. Janine is absolutely right. It gets the branches get in people's cars. And there's those little pebbles and the leftover salt and all that.
You still have
debris.
The other problem of parking on the street, so you can't get street sweeper down some streets.
Yeah, that could be part of the issue.
Is the sweeper up and running now?
It is up and running. It has been out.
My development, they're not on the street either.
The street sweeper will start, and then people will actually move their cars because they see it coming. So. Depending upon the time of day. Usually he does it in the early morning, which is good. So.
Speak with the DPW super tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, anything else on our reports?
They've been starting patchwork?
They did.
Okay.
They've been working all week on patching roads.
Okay, they got a few left, or they...
They have to do Broad Street. I know they did Prospect today. You should have seen.
Oh, really? I was on Prospect this weekend. I was like, holy cow,
I
can't believe you didn't say anything. Those potholes are unbelievable.
I don't normally say it in the public.
And they did South Lincoln as well. So next is Broad Street.
And I didn't travel Prospect today, so...
Oh, you didn't see it?
I went north today, not south.
Good news when you go home.
I know.
I went north today, instead of south.
And keep in mind that for the parade and for the soapbox derby, they try to keep up on that on Broad Street.
Yeah, they know that.
Okay.
Christine, did you just order that barn, that fourth?
I did. The signs came in. They just came in, and we'll be hanging them shortly as well.
Anything else on the reports? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? We have no business, no old business, So that means we'll open up the public hearing on Resolution 61-2014 for the resolution for, to amend the budget. Hearing no comments, I'd accept a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make the motion. We close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And then a motion to adopt Resolution 61-2014.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on this?
That's basically what we agreed on.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Not even basically, exactly.
Exactly what
we need.
Correct, everything that you see in front of you in the packet is what we had discussed.
A roll call on that, please.
John?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Final adoption of the 2014 municipal budget.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? A roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
That brings us to new business. How about if we do Resolution 64 through 73 all at once? They are redemptions of a tax certificate and one refund of an overpayment of taxes.
Okay, so moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on any of these resolutions? Hearing none, let's do a roll call on them, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. But you're going to forget.
I almost did. Sorry.
That's all right. Vouchers.
Make a motion, we pay the bills.
A second.
Right. Any discussion on our vouchers?
Yes.
Mr. Thompson.
Let me get my paper. American Water.
What page?
Page 8.
Verifield. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Still investigating.
Okay.
Can't find it.
Okay. Good.
I know, I have that circled myself.
Okay. And page 7. Can we pay a fee for the phone up there in the park to be left on? Or somebody use it?
No, it's been. We pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have a phone at the park.
That's a certain monthly service charge?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
I have a question. It's more just about the report, because we're still trying to get this report. So I see it make the date now in the description, so that's good. Two other questions. What's the difference? Why do some say now, all of a sudden, reconciled, and some are outstanding? What's the difference?
Natasha just walked out the door.
You see in the far right,
I do see that.
We never used to see the word reconciled.
You did. No, you're right.
And then also along the same line, why does it always say non-budgeted? What is that? Usually, why is something non-budgeted? Let's see if I can find it.
You mean the school taxes come up as non-budgeted?
All right, so I guess
because
I
they're not in our budget.
So the redemptions, all that stuff.
Right,
okay,
those are non-budgeted items.
Yeah, we just happen to have a lot.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, you could just find out what that reconciled means.
Okay, anything else? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yep.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Yes.
Conrad, I'm sorry. I bought new reading glasses. They're not working out.
That's not. Take them back.
Rite Aid, $5.
Take them back.
That's terrible.
Spend the money, get your eyes examined.
I know, I should go to the eye doctor.
Okay, if you can find them, what do you have on your recap list?
I know, if I can find them. I will look into the difference between reconciled and outstanding, provide a report to the governing body for truck 45, CPW expenses, repairs from 2008, or back to 2008. Get a more definitive schedule regarding street sweeping, patching, Flower Avenue, Broad Street patching. And that's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. That brings us to council remarks. Mrs. Connery. Okay, Mr. Torres.
I just have a couple. First, I'd like to just mention that at Kathy's Cove, they opened a brand new business within a business. It's an art gallery, which now is open to the public. So it's an in-town, in-house art gallery. That's the first thing. And then the second thing, the mayor had asked for someone from the council to attend the rededication of the Methodist Church. Mm. And we were presented with a plaque for attending, which I'll hand to Christine to hang somewhere in the borough.
Cool.
So it just shows some of the changes that they did do. Because they did extensive work to the building. They had to raise a lot of funds, which they did. It is completely redone. The inside is redone with the organ. So a lot of the outside copper work was fixed. The roof was leaking, and that was repaired. So they did quite an extensive, redo for the church. And it's a historic building, a landmark for our town. I also made some comments when I was there, thanking them for their active community service over the years and for being, outstanding landmark in the community. So that's it.
Okay. Thank you for attending that for me. I very much appreciate that.
That's so
much. We'll get it.
Yes.
Again, just to tell everyone, May 22nd in Borough Hall. Thank you, Rudy, for helping us with the Borough Hall, and thank you to the emergency squad for doing the presentation for us, because I don't really know much about safety, so I'm grateful that they're going to do it for us. I also wanted to say I went to the Arts Festival, and I thought it was a wonderful Arts Festival. I hope everyone got to go out and do it. And their next big event is in June. The bid is hosting a summer cocktail party in the hopes of raising funds for the park improvements. If anyone's interested in buying tickets, I have some tickets, or they can go to the bid office.
I have tickets.
Yeah, we all have tickets. So that sounds like a really good evening. Unfortunately, I can't make it, but it sounds like a great time. And then just lastly, since you're here, Sandy, I had a question on the bid audit. I thought he was going
to
be here tonight because the letter said...
Next council meeting.
Oh, okay.
I know that Councilman Higgins has had a lot of questions.
Oh, okay.
About the cash flow, and since I knew he wasn't going to be in attendance tonight, I asked Mr. Colin Tomo to appear next council meeting instead.
All right, I'll bring my questions then.
That's a good point. I wanted to remind council, bring those packets that were in your folders to the next council meeting, please.
Okay.
And then if there are any specific questions like that, if you want to go ahead and email them to me, I'll forward them to Colin Tomo to make sure that he's prepared. He goes over that material.
If you want, I can tell you after the meeting. I can show you. Instead of me having to type them up. That's all I had, thank you.
Mr. Thompson.
Nothing, but I got one comment that I'd like to wish all the mothers Happy Mother's Day this Sunday.
Yay, thank you.
And
thank
enjoy
you.
Yourselves. Have a good day.
Mr. Jones.
No comment.
Also, reiterate Mr. Thompson's sentiments to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day for this coming Sunday. Be safe. Be with family. Have a great time. Also, we did receive an end-of-month report from Paramount Properties. Christine and I have it. If anybody would like to see it, I'd be happy to show it to you. tells what they've done since our meeting and what they plan to do, or what they have scheduled to do in the near future.
I'd like a copy of that, if you
could. Yeah, yeah, if I could have a copy too, just put it in my mailbox.
Okay.
Okay.
Get out.
Three.
Dave probably would come too.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe just send it out in emails.
Yeah,
how's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Forward it in emails to everybody. And that's all I have.
I have one question too. Christine, was there an update on the title searches at all?
That's a good point, Rob. Thanks. I lost my master's report here. Also, in the weekly report from 4/18, I did inquire regarding the title searches for the issues that we have. What's the name of the
street?
Port, North Jackson. And most of the title searches range between $100 and $150 per property, which is not that expensive given the length of the property, the street, that would have to be researched, looking at an estimate of about $1,500 top.
Question.
No.
Does that include that new island, the search on that?
That is owned by the state. We've confirmed that.
Okay,
we actually had sent a letter to the DOT per council's request a while back confirming that very fact, but I haven't heard back yet.
Now, actually, we can apply with a quick claim deed if we choose to own that from the state. I'm sure that would be not a problem. We would contact the state, and we have to go through certain procedures in order to do that, but we can actually take ownership of that from the state because it's in the book.
And do what with it?
Well, that's up to us.
Okay. But you might have something in mind.
Food for thought, isn't it?
Okay. There was suggestions made as a little parking area for the winter time.
Kind of what I was thinking, too. But then we'd have to plow it, too, if we own it.
Right.
True.
And maintain it.
True. All right. Well,
that'd be
could be worth it, maybe.
Yeah. Certainly worth considering.
Be another headache.
Worth?
That's what we're here for.
I don't know if it's a dangerous headache, though,
right.
Given the where it's located. That's a slight concern. I don't know.
So do you need a resolution then to, or you can, to order the title searches or no?
I'm sorry?
Our engineer would know better.
I would absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
I think look at traffic flow and people pulling in and out of that.
Exactly.
On Route 31, they...
You'll get
out
of plan. All right.
Yeah. If council wants to proceed with the title search, I would need a motion and a second to hire a company to
I'll make the motion.
Do a resolution.
Should we not know the company?
Well, I would go out and see who I could get and then put it in the form of a resolution.
Oh, you
okay.
So you need like...
Right. With it not to exceed...
She needs the authorization for the resolution.
Right.
Yes.
Not to exceed what?
$1,500.
$1,500.
Right. Okay. So I'll make the motion for the resolution.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Where is it coming out of the budget?
Yeah, that's what my question
is. Administrator has money for it.
Oh, real quick. What's the status of the building? You going to do some repairs? Any major repairs to the building?
Well, right now we budgeted for the AC sediment control outside. That was a capital item. It's up to the governing body. We need roof. We just adopted the budget.
Right.
So I know our roof leaks here.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
On there.
Yeah.
I know there was some, I don't know the right word, out in the front
the
here.
Gutters.
The gutters.
The gutters.
The fissure.
That's it.
Okay.
That needs
where
to
the birds
done.
Are.
It's council choice as to what...
If you need a resolution, I'd make that resolution as well.
And what projects do you want to see done?
To get... You
well,
want to do
this,
get
this building maintenance.
Why don't you make a list
one.
Of what needs to be done?
Number one.
Yeah, and then prioritize it.
Okay.
Right.
Exactly.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
If you need the roof, get
yeah,
roof
that's
first.
Important.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the number one, right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, anything else? And I would accept a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Boy, look how fast these meetings go in update.
Thirty-five.
Text for that.
Yeah, text for that.